Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
First in the nation, and that is wrong what he's doing, because he's doing it for his own benefit. He's not doing it for the greater good of the process, and so we'll be here and we'll be upholding this tradition as Republicans.
Agree and disagree. This is Governor DeSantis in New Hampshire talking about Biden, properly focusing his attacks on Biden rather than what is the coming messiest of all possible internecine wars between DeSantis and Trump, and is already obviously ongoing. The changing of the primary from New Hampshire to South Carolina, I absolutely understand that it looks like he's helping himself because, you know, Biden is strongest in the black vote among the Democrats. That's true. At the same time, I think everybody objectively knows that Iowa and New Hampshire are stupid ways to start the primary. You know, that, like, stupid caucus, stupid primary. It doesn't make any sense to do it this way. And so if you were to ask if you were going to have a first place, South Carolina for the Democrats is not a terrible choice, you know? So I don't know. It's a nice thing to say in New Hampshire. Okay, I'm not sure that it rings true all over the place. By the way, somebody texted me in to ask me the question, is this thing I've heard about DeSantis saying that the slogan for his presidential campaign is elect me, make America Florida, is that a real thing or is that a joke? I said, no, sadly, that's a real thing. Tragically. Because, look, first of all, it's not a particularly American slogan. Right? What is the idea of the United States of America? It's that every state is different. Every state is its own experiment. We shouldn't be wanting to make California, Illinois, you know, Texas, Iowa, South Carolina. We shouldn't want to make them Florida. And that's what it sounds like. It's the kind of thing that doesn't really reach out and grab anybody from anywhere else. It just grabs people from here. I don't understand. It's not too late to change. Like, it's not too late to, okay, this is a bad slogan. We need to come up with a better one because it's not a good one. Because it also doesn't capture anything for you. I mean, it makes people think, well, how are things in Florida? But it's the kind of thing that only somebody from Florida would think is cool, because we well know how Florida has been governed, and we know that's what he's trying to say. But to a lot of people, Florida is not a positive brand. You know, it's a nice place to go visit, but, you know, aside from the strip clubs and the meth and the alligators, you know, like, that's the picture people have of Florida. There's hashtag Florida man for a reason. Well, you know, why try to fight that among all the other things you're going to have to fight in making your slogan? And here's the thing, like, Make America Great Again is a genius brand. That is a brilliant brand. You cannot argue that is an incredibly sharp brand for a presidential candidate. Of course, then once you get elected, it's a little dicey what you say because, you know, keep America great, whatever. Okay, but for DeSantis, what it sounds like is a knockoff, right? It sounds like it's just a takeoff on what Trump is doing, but also it doesn't capture something. Make America Great Again, okay, captures this notion of we used to be fantastic and under this Democrat, you know, right? Then under Obama, right? Then under these Democrats or under Biden, that we ought to be, you know, we ought to be better. We can come back. Make America Florida does not capture that. So I do not like this brand. I wish that he would quit it or find something else. No brand is better than this brand. I'll put it that way. So, and I don't mean that as in you can't do better than it. I mean that literally having no brand would be better than this one. Meanwhile, striking back at Trump and some of the things that he's been saying, like the allegations that Trump has been making about how, you know, DeSantis didn't run the pandemic very well. Are you kidding?
So look, I'm going to respond to attacks. I mean, if you say Cuomo did a better job with COVID than Florida did, first of all, that's not what he used to say. This is like new. Like 6 months ago, he would have never said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship. Are you kidding me?
See, that's funny, and that's true. The idea that Trump is aligning himself with the Democrats like the former governor of New York, that's just crazy talk, right?
So some of this stuff, I think, is, look, if someone is saying that, I am gonna counterpunch. I'm going to fight back on it. I'm going to focus my fire on Biden, And I think he should do the same. He gives Biden a free pass. I'm focusing on Biden. That's my focus.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, Trump has focused all of his attention right now on DeSantis. Like 100% of his attack is on DeSantis right now. It's kind of wild. We'll finish this up. These are comments from him in Iowa this week. We'll finish this up in a second. Gracie's got traffic on the fives.
Well, roads are looking great right now. We do have slowdowns getting onto NAS Pensacola. That is going to be backing up just a little bit at the gate. But if you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Gracie. More from DeSantis in Iowa.
But when I hear something like that, it is so detached from reality. You know how I know? Because I would have people come up to me in Florida during COVID in tears, hug me, perfect strangers, say, thank you, Governor. I escaped from these lockdown jurisdictions. You saved my bacon. I'm here in Florida. My kids are in school. You name it. This was personal to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And to flippantly say that you should have done New York, you know, we have no, I think, you know, we obviously have to respond about that.
Yeah, so it's nutty. It's bizarre. Oh, by the way, on the Make America Florida thing, somebody texted me, a friend says, you know, I've got relatives live in Michigan. They love DeSantis. They wish they were in Florida. Republicans all over America love that. That's not the issue. I mean, maybe that's the strategy, is win the primary with this slogan. Just not sure that this, you know, does much for you in the general at all. Maybe if you said, you know, make America as free as Florida. Now, see, that makes sense to me, because that's not just Florida. That's the freedom emphasis, right? And then he can sell the COVID message. 616 here on News Radio 92.3, the Transgressors Memorial Service comes up next.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department, and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy. Today, at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who've transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, The Sound of Music, that beloved Rodgers and Hammerstein musical featuring Maria the Singing Nanny, a stubborn but salvageable single father, those beloved Von Trapp children, and, unfortunately, Nazis. Yes, after decades of being performed by students in the Fullerton School District of California, the superintendent this week correctly decided that the play itself could go on. But all of the swastika-bearing signs, armbands, and flags, as well as the Hail Hitler salutes, would be redacted from the performance. His concern, obviously, was the images of youth actors wearing or performing such things might be photographed and misused on social media, inadvertently linking them or the school to genocide, anti-Semitism, and, you know, history in general. We, of course, applaud this decision to olive drab wash the past and make art which can never be misinterpreted or misused out of context in any way. Therefore, we support comprehensive scouring of all high school performance pieces to find and remove similarly offending material. Thus, there will be no mention of witchcraft in the Crucible, and no dressing as Puritans either, just in case. A Christmas Carol's Tiny Tim will have both legs intact for fear of seeming to mock those with alternative leg styles. And the use of poison must certainly be removed from Arsenic and Old Lace, which will henceforth be retitled Unidentified Liquid and Mature Lace. Since we wouldn't want pictures of student actors wielding weapons or committing suicide to be misconstrued, Romeo and Juliet will not contain poison or daggers. Hamlet will have no daggers. Macbeth will have no daggers. Richard III will have no daggers. Julius Caesar will have no daggers. In fact, on second thought, it's probably best to simply not have Shakespeare. Yes, we will make sure that nothing in any high school play could ever offend anyone or be taken out of context on social media. We will show that we are totally different from those art-censoring Nazis by prohibiting everything bad in school art. The hills will not be alive with the sound of music. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, tipping. Because it's racist. It came to our attention this week through an otherwise innocuous-seeming article in Newsweek about whether or not to tip the attendant who scoops your ice cream cone that the practice of tipping itself is rooted in the oppression of black Americans after the Civil War. As we now know, tipping was essentially unheard of in America prior to the late 1800s, having been mostly practiced by Europeans as part of the feudal system between lords and servants. Properly seen as a remnant of injustice, Americans resisted this practice when immigrants, who knew no better, tried to import it along with their other cultural baggage. One place it took hold, however, was in the restaurants, where wicked employers would hire newly freed slaves, desperate for work, and only pay them in tips from customers. Similarly, when George Pullman wanted to simulate luxuriant living on his rail cars, he hired black servants who were willing to work for the paltry tips of travelers since no other work was available to them. Presidential candidate Taft even campaigned against the practice. Having discovered this light history, not dark history, mind you, and seeing that nothing at all has changed in 150 years, we now know that giving waiters, barbers, Uber drivers, bartenders, valets, caddies, and dog groomers tips is not an expression of appreciation for their hard work, but is really a vile system of racial oppression, no matter what their race or yours happens to be. Therefore, do not pay these poor people anything. This will force them to collectively rise up and demand their just wages, causing their employers to raise the price of everything so we can finally pay the true cost of services delivered with average customer service and lose the ability to reward excellence and punish incompetence. Let feudalism and the caste system finally perish in these United States of equity. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, let us all take a moment to celebrate the extremely vigilant self-cleansing work of virtue signaling that was performed this week by the Connecticut State Senate, which voted 33-1 to exonerate a dozen people who were convicted of witchcraft in the middle 1600s, 11 of whom were hung to death. Yes, predating the more well-known Salem witch trials by 30 years, the Hartford witch trials involved allegations of magic being used to transform into animals at night, causing victims to levitate above their beds, and even forcing one young girl to speak with an accent, probably Irish. Of course, the heretics of unwokeness around us will say that this episode only proves how dangerous the impulse toward mob judgment and intolerance can be. They'll say the witches of yesteryear might well be the climate deniers and anti-rainbowists of today, but they don't realize how uncanceling the victims of mass hysteria in the past actually serves to vindicate the mass hysteria and cancellations of today. At absolutely no cost to themselves, the elected leaders of Connecticut can preen their modern sensibilities at the expense of their forebears, reminding us all that nothing we believe is right today is completely safe from utter contempt by our descendants, whether they come after us by 400 years or 4 years. The arc of our moral universe is short, but it bends towards self-certainty. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend. The angels.
Before we dismiss, Mrs. McCann is looking for a few more younglings to join the inaugural class of her Gender Fluid Scouts. Virtue badges include confessing your biases, identifying microaggressions, basic and advanced, avoiding cultural appropriation, how not to be a Karen while still complaining to the manager, identifying white privilege, and reparations as penance. This week's lesson in Boycotting 101 has been delayed in solidarity with the ongoing Writers Guild strike. We certainly wouldn't want to be found committing verbal creativity without a contract at this time of our dear friend's need. Also, this week's fat-free, cage-free, gluten-free, non-GMO cultural sensitivity bars were donated by the local Starbucks, who couldn't even give them away for free, if you can believe it. So much the better for us. And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
6:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Gracie's sitting in again today for Candy with traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. I actually did get a call to the traffic line letting us know on 9 Mile Road right near that temple. I'm not seeing any slowdowns because of it, but there were some goats loose on 9 Mile Road. So just keep that in mind and use some caution there. If you see something else on the roads, of course, just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks so much, Gracie. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hold on. I just need a second here. Compose. All right. Three people remain unaccounted for after that partial collapse of an apartment building in downtown Davenport, Iowa, here earlier this week. Police and rescue crews believe there may still be three people missing, that their apartments were right in the collapse zone. Officials have made a formal request for Homeland Security for additional support recovery. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg showed off the latest version of their virtual reality headset yesterday, the Meta Quest 3. It's 40% thinner and has updated resolution and displays. In a video on social media, he said it's expected to start at $499. It'll go on sale this fall. And a Manhattan grand jury now has the case of the Marine veteran accused of manslaughter for choking Jordan Neely to death on a subway train in New York City. Sources telling ABC the grand jury is hearing evidence against Daniel Penny. Of course, he's charged with second-degree manslaughter.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. How's my German accent, okay?
Very good.
Very good. That's funny. 6:27 on News. Somebody texted me, a friend texted me and said, oh, culturally appropriating a German accent. You're canceled. Well, fair enough, you know. Brother Andrew's always getting himself in trouble. 6:28. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Thanks to Gracie, who you guys last night had talked about this a little bit on your show. I do need to put an asterisk behind the Make America Florida thing. It apparently is not the official slogan of the campaign. So it is a merchandising effort by a apparently not affiliated. But here's where it's weird. He wrote that slogan in the book, The Courage to Be Free. So it's his phrase. And if somebody's using that phrase, that would most definitely be copyright infringement if they're using it without his permission. So it may not be the official slogan of the campaign. I'm not really sure. I guess it's not. I don't know. Anyway, it's a weird story. But like I said, I mean, they certainly can't use it without his permission, in my opinion, as a layman enforcing the copyright laws. So I would think that that would be some kind of tacit approval, but whatever. I'll leave it be for now. 6:29 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we... Oh, have you been following the saga going on in Oregon right now? This is crazy. They haven't... They, for 5 weeks, they've been not able to have a quorum in their Senate because the Republican senators do not want to take up... There's a transgender bill. There's an abortion rights bill. There's a gun rights bill, all going the liberal way. And they don't want to take any of these bills up, so they're failing to show up, and that's denying a quorum. You say, well, that's a problem. Yeah, it kind of is. But the irony of this, or the weird wrinkle about all this, is that last year the voters in Oregon passed a ballot measure which says that if you miss more than 10 days of session unexcused, you're ineligible to run again the next time around. So these guys are forfeiting their office by doing it. Except, asterisk, the way the ballot measure was written, it says you are not eligible to run in the next election after you take office in the prior election. And because you take office after you're elected in Oregon, there are several senators who are saying this doesn't apply until 2029. Like, the ballot measure, the way it was written, doesn't do what it said it was going to do. So there's the public explanation of the ballot measure, and then the actual text of the ballot measure don't line up. And they're seeking an attorney general or a Supreme Court of Oregon opinion on what the implication is. But basically, these guys are saying, we can miss as many days as we want, and we can still run for re-election, just not the second time 4 years after the next time. So just weird stuff in Oregon right now.
News. I'm Gianna Delosi. The Senate passing a bill overnight to raise the debt ceiling until 2025. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill, passed in the 11th hour, includes some major accomplishments.
So I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default.
The bill now heads to the president's desk. The Senate also voted 52-46 to repeal the president's student loan forgiveness plan. The president has said he's going to veto that resolution. He also said he got sandbagged after he tripped and fell while on stage at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation, raising concerns about his age and fitness to serve. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says,
it does paint a picture for the Democrats, and I think they will have some hard decisions.
The president wasn't hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 70 right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Keith Leonard officially on the job as the interim superintendent of Escambia County Public Schools. His contract began yesterday. Now it's going to run through next year. Leonard was appointed earlier this week, despite some calls by community members for Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne to get the job. And Payne says she's happy to support Leonard with the job.
If he needs a voice, then I can be that voice. If he needs a presence, then I can be that presence. I'm a support system always, and we're thinking of ways, continuing to think of ways that we can help kids and make kids better.
And Leonard says his goal is to focus on some of the district's issues that haven't been addressed because of other controversial and pressing issues in the school board. Escambia Fire Rescue holding testing for potential firefighter cadets tomorrow.
Going out and take the test, I will say it is very physically demanding. So I would advise you to be in shape when you get there, because it is. They're going to put you through the paces.
Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno there. That testing being held at Pensacola Fire Station 4 on North Q Street, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And if you're planning to take the test, they say you should arrive at least 30 minutes early. Testing also available for certified firefighters that need to take the physical abilities test. And this testing will include push-ups, sit-ups, a 1.5-mile run, and some other firefighter-specific training. A Brevard County woman facing charges in her child's hot car death. Palm Bay's Bulaine Malme was arrested yesterday for aggravated manslaughter of a child. Police say the 37-year-old woman left her 11-month-old daughter in a car for 3 hours last Sunday outside of a church. Malme's a co-pastor. Apparently, she told police she was late for the service, thought another parishioner had brought the baby inside. It wasn't until the service was over that Malme realized the child was still in the car. Congressman Matt Gaetz in the crosshairs of human rights groups after a drag show planned at a Nevada Air Force base was canceled. Back in March, Gaetz grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin over several drag shows being advertised on military bases and whether the DOD was actually supporting them.
At Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. So.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence.
And last week, he followed up again with another letter demanding answers on why the drag shows were still happening. A drag show scheduled for the first day of Pride Month yesterday at Nellis. Nellis Air Force Base was abruptly canceled after that letter, prompting the Human Rights Campaign to scold the Pentagon for giving into far-right pressure. Florida 8th grader Dev Shaw is the winner of the 2023 Scripps National Spelling Bee.
On Thursday, the teenager correctly spelled Samophile to win the 95th annual competition and the $50,000 grand prize. According to Merriam-Webster, a Samophile is an organism that prefers or thrives in sandy soils or areas. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And it is 6:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Gracie.
Our roads are looking great right now. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. And gates of NES Pensacola, those slowdowns have cleared up. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down this Friday morning, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Gracie. Now look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing an isolated chance of rain today, but a few more peaks of sunshine. 30% chance of rain overall with a high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. We're going to be warming up as we head into the weekend. 20% chance of rain on Saturday with a high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
70 right now in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Microsoft's massive investment in OpenAI has put the company at the center of the artificial intelligence boom. But it's not the only place where the software giant is opening its wallet to meet the surging demand for AI-powered services. Microsoft has agreed to spend potentially billions of dollars on cloud computing infrastructure from startup CoreWeave. CoreWeave sells simplified access to NVIDIA's graphics processing units, which are considered the best available on the market for running AI models. Lululemon reported earnings that beat Wall Street estimates and raised its full-year forecast, bolstered by improvements in China and freight costs. China revenue soared 79% from the year-ago period when the country was still reeling from COVID restrictions. Lulu is expecting second-quarter sales to be in a range of $2.14 to $2.17 billion, representing growth of 15%. Lulu shares up 15% in pre-market trading on the news. That's Your Money Now.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the time that I get to go on the air and praise Whoopi Goldberg for her depth, wisdom, and conviction, commitment to true principle. But I will today. I will, because I was watching this. Actually, this is last week, I think. It's been hanging out in my show prep for so long. But anyway, she had Chris Sununu on, okay, governor of New Hampshire, probably going to run for president, another candidate in the GOP, crowded, you know, GOP field. But, you know, this is not a surprise. Okay, we know this is going to happen. So Chris was on, and they were in the middle of their, you know, typical gaggle style of doing things. And they were talking about guns. Okay, so, you know, the View audience, very liberal leaning, obviously. And most of the View is liberal and always has been and always will be. But okay, so here they had him on. They were talking about school shootings and stuff, right?
We did not have the mass shootings in the early 90s that we have today. It is exponentially worse, right?
Right?
Yeah. So if your argument, look, if the argument is if we just have more gun bans and more gun laws, Chicago would be the safest place in the country.
But the problem is
because they have the most restricted laws.
But the problem with that argument is that the guns that are used in Chicago are coming from states that have looser gun laws.
So look, so if your argument is we should pass, we should ban something federally, I remind you, the Democrats had the House, the Senate, and the presidency for 2 years. They did nothing.
They made a mistake.
Guys, they did nothing.
That was
because
a mistake.
They know.
Okay, so just, you know, you get a little sense of the tone, okay? It's not particularly relevant, the subject matter. I mean, it's worth talking about a little bit, but we're getting there, okay? Just trust me. This is build up.
Guys, I have the safest state in the country. You can talk about the validity, the merits of a law are based on the results it gets. I have the safest state in the country. So why aren't we having the mass shootings? It's not because people have access to guns. It's because we're not dealing with mental health. We don't provide access for mental health with kids. When people are in crisis, they have nowhere to turn. They resort to violence. We don't do the right things in terms of locking down our schools and protecting.
What's wrong
with
getting...
The core of the issue is
mental health. Why are you holding on to this one gun?
Yeah.
What is it about pushing one gun?
And that's I actually think that's a fair question to ask. You know, why are you holding on to, and it's not just this one gun, but why is it that these guns are particularly important to you? And I think conservatives don't give great answers to this question very often. You know, one thing we do talk about is invasion. One thing we talk about is, you know, domestic tyranny, insurrection. I think you can just say civil unrest. You know, if you wind up in a riot situation in your hometown, or you wind up in a situation where people are, you know, something goes horribly, horribly wrong, and you need to defend your family, it's a whole lot better to have an AR-15 than it is to have a 9mm. I'm just saying, it's, you know, you're going to, in the extreme circumstances, you don't have to believe in the zombie apocalypse to believe that, you know, bad things can happen suddenly. And if that's the case, it's better to have than wish you did. Anyway, back to the discussion. Okay, Joy Behar here is going to, she's going to try to derail me on this conversation, okay? Because she's going to say typically uneducated things here.
The automatic rifle that killed a bunch of children who were just going to school. That gun.
No. The automatic rifle. It's just, okay, AR stands for Armalite rifle. It does not stand for automatic rifle. It is not an automatic rifle. It is a semi-automatic, which means that you pull the trigger every time a bullet gets discharged. An automatic means you hold the trigger down and it continues to discharge. I know she doesn't know the difference. Don't get me distracted. I'm trying to praise Whoopi, okay? I'm trying to get to the part where I can praise Whoopi. Joy, you're bothering me now.
If you say, well, we're just going to ban, if it was that easy, the Democrats would have done it. They didn't do it because they know it's not.
Right, that's
not
about the Democrats right now. What are you going to do?
No, I'm not banning any guns. I'm going to provide access to mental health. We're going to get at the core of the issue, which is what spurs a lot of the violence.
There's crazy people all over the world.
Stop. No. No.
You heard the booing?
No. No booing.
No Republican will ever come back here if you're going to boo.
You know, we need to talk to people to find out what they're thinking and are they thinking in the right way. He's not going to be perfect. None of them are. But at least give people the opportunity to say what's going on. We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us.
So, first of all, Joy is wrong. I think Republicans would come back even if the audience boos because, you know, people booing is not that big of a deal. But I love the fact that Whoopi would stand up to her own audience and tell him, you shush now. You shush now. This is a place where we're having a conversation with people who disagree with us. Listen to them. Don't boo them. Listen. Pay attention. Hear them. Yes. Amen, Whoopi. Well done. Because that's, you know, I know it's supposed to be the premise of The View. Of course, the game is rigged from the start the way it's set up. But good for her. Good for her for telling her audience that they're being not just bad viewers. I suppose it means both things. But bad Americans. You know? Listen to people who, this is, you know, this is core stuff for me. Listen to people who disagree with you, understand their arguments, take it seriously. Try to believe it as much as they do so that you can understand where they're coming from. Then you can step back and evaluate whether they're actually right. But certainly, listen to people enough to understand the things they're saying and see if they make sense. It doesn't mean you can't come back and say, oh no, that's crazy. You know, but if you can't, you know, like it's the old debate principle. You should be able to equally vehemently debate both sides. Otherwise, you're not really qualified to hold the view that one is better if you have to rely on disparagement or condemnation or, you know, a sort of a straw man version of the other argument. You don't really know your own side. I mean, it's sort of core stuff for what it means to be a citizen in this country. And I'm glad that she stood up to her own. So, you know, good for her, Whoopi. Enjoy. Anyway. But okay, I'll salvage a compliment out of the chaos. She also agreed with Whoopi they'll never come back as a way of saying, hey, don't boo our guests, which is also the appropriate thing to say. 6:46 on News Radio 92.3. Candy is out today. She'll be back on Monday. We've got Gracie with Traffic on the Fives.
Our roadways are looking great right now. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something slowing you down this morning, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com. From Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Gracie. By the way, got a bunch of texts in here on the, you know, why are you holding on to this one gun so vehemently? One person said, that's an easy question. Why hold on to just one gun? The answer is that if we give up just the one gun, what's to stop them from coming for the rest of our guns? And of course, they don't want just the one. And I don't mean they want every gun, although some do. I mean, they want all of the rifles. You know, they want all of the high-capacity magazines. They want everything that they don't like. When you open up a can of worms, it's not going to stop. If you go up the AR-15, criminal is going to get a hold of an AK-47 or another semi-automatic rifle. You know, a Ruger Ranch rifle or something like that is so comparable, it's the distinction doesn't even matter. Because if you give an inch, they will take more. Somebody says, notice how she said, let's see, he's not perfect. None of them are instead of none of us are. Yeah, that's a fair observation. Somebody here says, let's see, where'd it go? Because one gun will never be enough if given their way. Common sense, let's see. Common sense used to owning nothing but slingshots. Yeah, fair enough. That's exactly right. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, I can't believe like they do because it's so intellectually dishonest that I can't debate it on good faith. Emotional gymnastics is not a debate strategy. Yeah, but they think that about you. And you want them to take you seriously. So do them the honor. You can, there's always structure. I mean, look at the transgressors. In the transgressors, I have to adopt the persona of somebody who believes all this nonsense. And what do you notice about transgressors? There's a creepy theme to transgressors, if you haven't noticed. There's something sort of plausible about it. You know, like, I've often worried this. I'm teaching leftism in transgressors better than most leftists can do it. That's a little weird. You know what I mean? Like, if you listen to this show routinely and you listen to the transgressors ceremony, you understand leftism better because of it. I'm actually teaching leftism by satirizing it, right? How do I know that? How can I do that? Because I understand their view. The view's not incoherent. It's just wrong. And you won't understand how to persuade somebody out of a view they're committed to until you can speak their language. Because speaking your language is out of your paradigm and isn't going to persuade them out of their paradigm. And if you assume that their paradigm is nutty, nonsense, well, you never get to step one with them. The whole point is if you're going to engage in people with people who disagree with you, you've got to be able to see their way so that you can get inside their view and persuade them out of it. Otherwise, you wind up, you know, it's like I have a, this is a bit of a side note, but it's still worth mentioning. So I have a very, very, very good friend who has never believed in evolution. He's been a creationist his whole life. He is almost incapable of really talking to people who believe in evolution just because, you know, that's what he believes. Meanwhile, I have believed both vehemently. Like, I can really, really articulate the theory of evolution. I can teach it to you. I can teach it better than most people who believe in it can teach it. That allows me the capacity to explain where its flaws lie, right? I mean, that's, trust me, you will not persuade people ever if you can't speak their language and see their viewpoint. That's the problem with, like, Saturday Night Live. It's terrible satire because they don't see the flaws in their own view, and they don't see the appeal of the conservative view. You got to be able to see both sides. So, no, I take that very seriously, and it's not just emotional or mental gymnastics. See the structure. Then you can maybe have a chance of understanding why it's wrong and explaining it to them. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you need HVAC work or electrical work, call Peden. They'll take care of you. Peden, air conditioning, heating, and electrical. You know they're going to give you quality service, quality products, you know, good installation, and then they're going to stand by their work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Right now, because we are just into hurricane season, they have $1,000 off Briggs & Stratton whole home generators. You have a free camera inspection of the sewer, and then if you need to do repairs, they'll take $250 off. And then in Baldwin County, where they just expanded, they are hiring HVAC techs and plumbers in Baldwin County, and they are now serving Baldwin County as part of their service area. Of course, they're also in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and a large location here in Pensacola in Ellison Field. To find out more or to book an appointment, just go online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.56. Florida average is $3.38. Mississippi is the best in the land right now at $2.97. California is the worst, as always, at $4.87. If you're in, let's see, in Navarre, $3.15 east and west at the Walmarts, $3.12 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy. Across the street there, $3.35 in Gulf Breeze proper, $3.18 at the Raceway in Milton, $3.17 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, $3.25 at a couple of stations through Pace. Into Pensacola on 9 Mile, the Walmart has $3.14, $3.13 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like, that's a little bit of an outlier, but that's a cash price. I don't give those. $3.16 at the Shell at Cervantes. 6:55, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and Gracie is in for Candy this morning with traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 looking good. No major slowdowns to report. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre all running smoothly. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, you see an accident and have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, just to one more thought on this conversation we're having about whether it's valuable and useful to understand the opponent's point of view. Somebody, kind of asked me the question, said, okay, sure, but you can't reason someone out of a position they didn't use reason to arrive at. No, that's correct. That's correct. People arrive at beliefs for all kinds of mechanisms, and then they use reason to defend it, even though reason doesn't produce the belief. That's true, okay? But you can use reason to dismantle that defensive shell of bad reasoning that they've built around the emotionally driven belief, and then you might be able to get at the emotionally driven belief itself, okay? And if you understand what they believe to be the structure of their beliefs, then you can wedge in against that structure in using emotional appeals that fit within their paradigm. You see, it's understanding your audience. If you're trying to market to somebody, you have to understand what they want, right? If you're trying to persuade somebody, you have to understand why they think the way they think. And then use that if you want to persuade them. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders now sending National Guard troops to the Texas border with Mexico. Sanders announced yesterday that her state will be deploying 80 guardsmen to the southern border. Those troops will be assisting with surveillance and reconnaissance efforts, along with detection and tracking. Arkansas joining several other Republican-led states and sending troops, including Oklahoma, Virginia, and, of course, Florida. Former President Trump taking aim at President Biden and Ron DeSantis during that Fox News town hall last night. Trump told the crowd, though, he's only attacking DeSantis because he's in second place in the GOP polls. He also, of course, questioned Joe Biden's fitness to be president. And it's been a month now since the Writers Guild of America strike started, still showing no signs of reaching a conclusion. Hollywood screenwriters called that strike after calling for increased pay for their union members. Picketers have been outside of the studios daily since it began on May 2nd.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. So he basically said what we've been saying all along, which is he's only attacking Ron DeSantis because he's a current political foe, not because of core principles and basic values, which I think we all knew that. Yeah. Like, that was kind of obvious. So, I don't know if you saw this, but the recent law about no children at sexualized displays, right? That's kind of a thing that it's been styled as being anti-drag shows, but it's really not specifically about that, even though that might be part of the motivation. There's now a convention of furries that's supposed to be happening elsewhere in Florida that has said they're only going to allow adults 18 and up because apparently they can't control the environment enough to make sure they're not violating the law. Oh, that's really sad. Megaplex 2023, I feel like I ought to say it in that kind of a voice, says now you have to be 18 and older. And then, the parents of children who like to pretend that they're animals are very upset about this. And Rolling Stone is livid, the magazine. A transgender furry and the owner of a furry adult toy company, Lycanacy, says, I don't want to end up in a confrontation or worse, go to jail or be dead for just going to the bathroom in Florida. Okay. Well, way to keep it. I do think we need a new acronym, though. It's LGBTQF. Yeah. I mean, we got to include everybody. All right. Time for future news. Gracie and I will tell you what the truth is before it's actually true. Is Biden going to sign the deal, the debt limit deal that they put through the Senate yesterday?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, of course. Is he going to veto the student debt cancellation that they voted on in the Senate?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Will the House and the Senate override his veto?
Yes.
No. No chance. Will we get school bus cameras in Escambia and Santa Rosa County? Yeah, I think that's coming.
I think we need
Will
to.
Will it be this fall?
I feel
that
like
seems quick to me, but maybe.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.